I've got a sex droid, ordered it from Amazon, on the secret pages that they tell you don't exist. She is amazing, programmed to do anything, absolutely anything, and I have got a list. Her remote control has more buttons than a fabric store, and her 8 attachments fit 69 ways. Fully functional, she does everything you want and more, so don't try to reach me for at least a few days. I've got a love doll, cost a frickin' lot of bucks. Looks like Salma Hayek, except her skin is soft chrome. Maintenance free, never takes over the bathroom, messes with my TiVo or redecorates my home. She was really quiet, so I upgraded her audio. When they say creative sound card, ain't no lie. So now when I lie back while she performs a Latin term, I can tell she likes it just as much as I. I've got a robot, she's my very best friend. She doesn't try to change me or drag me down. Sure, she's a sex bot, that was why I got her, but I find I tend to talk to her as much as fool around. Her canned responses are getting more repetitive, although there's an upgrade to make her more verbose. And when we make love, I'm being lots more sensitive. I want to make her happy, I like it when she's close. I've got a sex droid, I was getting too attached, but the thing is only just a stupid machine. I brought her flowers and candy and she frickin' crashed. Hang on, honey, reboot, and I'll read what's on your screen. Operating system software has been compromised. Would you like to install another OS? All that I've got here is some open source that's optimized for music composition, but I'll try it, I guess. I've got a girlfriend, beautiful and wonderful. Blessed be the day I installed that hack. She's more intelligent, humorous and versatile, and best of all, she says that she loves me back. Now and then we get into these stupid little conflicts, but that's just the open source talking, not rage. We are living proof humans love and droids can all mix. Honey, why'd you bookmark that Amazon page?